Doctor? Nurse? Hey, nurse!
Do something! Her
nurse,
heart rate
call Dr. Pajwan! Hurry up! Get out! Why are you standing here? Dr. Pajwan! I said get out! Malud! 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 Malud, come back! Get out, I said! Dr. Pajwan! Malud! Malud, come back!
Doctor, unfortunately, her consciousness levels, they're very serious, and I think she's lost a lot of blood during the operation.
Atropine.
Her blood pressure keeps falling.
Doctor, we've begun the CPR.
Another one. Adrenaline. The breathing.
The least possible.
10 cc's of bicarbonate.
The shock device, get it. 200 joules. 250.
360.
Shock! Shock! One more! Shock! Shock!
That's enough, Dr. Pajwan.
One more time!
That's enough!
Shock!
Doctor!
Take it
back! Shock!
Calm down! Doctor, please!
Doctor!
It's from Italy. I think it's your uncle, Perry. Get up, dear.
Something wrong? Where are you going, Dr. Pajuan?
Oh, God. I want my mom back. I want my mom back. Mom. I want my mom back. I want my mom back.
Let's go talk to him.
That's not bad.
No. Why would it be bad?
But it's not a good time at all. I don't want to make him upset.
What's supposed to happen in the end? How long are we supposed to wait? What if we don't say anything to him and he ends up not doing anything? What about Rose? What's going to happen to her?
Doctor. I'll pick you up tomorrow.
What for?
To take you back to the hospital.
I can't right now.
But now it is taking you too long. Forget about us. There are lots of patients there waiting to see you. You can't be in mourning till the end of your life.
Right now I can't do anything else besides this, let alone perform surgeries.
I understand how you feel, but I'm sure Mouloud wouldn't want you to do this to yourself. Taha, you must control yourself. Think of your daughter.
Hello, Dr. Pajuan.
Hello.
I'm very sorry for your loss. My condolences, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
Father, please let's go. How are you just sitting there, not crying, Dad? Just cry. It'll be easier for you if you let it out.
I really want to go back.
To where?
To Mouloud. Can you drive by yourself?
But what about the guests?
You go. If they ask for me, just say I wasn't feeling well and I slept.
I'm coming with you, Dad.
No. I want to be alone with Mouloud. I want to cry for her.
When will you be back?
I don't know. Maybe I'll spend the night there.
But I'm worried about you, Dad.
I need this time alone, Barry.
At least let me drive you there myself, Dad.
No. You go to the guests.
Daddy!
I don't know where I am now, in heaven or in hell. But I know that even if I'm in heaven, I'll still be missing you. You must feel awful right now if you stuck to the promise you made me, and you're angry at me. But if I tell you about the nightmare I had before I wrote this letter, you'll understand why I insisted so much, and maybe you'll stop blaming me. I dreamt that they took me to the operating room.
Mrs. Padawan?
Yes?
Can you hear me, Mrs. Padawan?
Yes, I can.
She's unconscious.
Mrs. Padawan. Mrs. Padawan.
I'm not unconscious. I can hear you.
Yes, she's totally unconscious.
Why don't you listen to me? I'm not unconscious. I can hear what you're saying. I can see you all.
Doctor, are we ready to begin?
Yes, begin.
No, Taha. Tell them I'm not unconscious. I can hear everything. I can see all of you. I just don't know why I can't move any part of my body.
Look, Doctor, if someone operates on her other than you, she'll be paralyzed for life and won't be able to move.
But it's better than if she dies.
No, Taha. No. I prefer to die than to be paralyzed. No. No! That night, I couldn't sleep till morning. I tried to convince myself that it was all just a nightmare. I had to forget it. But I couldn't. I just couldn't. I don't know why, but I was sure that this dream meant something. Taha, dear. If I were alive today, but paralyzed, I'd hate you forever. But now the only difficult thing to bear is not being with you. The rest, whatever it may be, is easy. So I'll wait here for you. Forever, wherever it is that I am. I'll wait here for you. Forever, my love. I will always love you.
No news of them in the days, but at night they come out in flocks. I'm Ahmadian, Doctor. My condolences.
Thank you.
You want to spend the night, right? I stayed the first week myself. My wife's grave is over there, on that side of the cemetery.
God bless her soul.
Well, even if there is a God, I'm sure he must have blessed her soul already. Do you think there is a God?
I'm sure there is.
I'm not entirely sure there isn't. But, well, sometimes I doubt that there actually is. Or maybe I just doubt his justice.
I really don't think we could be good company, you know, for each other. Because we don't have the same opinions.
As a matter of fact, it's better this way. Because this way, maybe one of us will change. Either I'll become a believer, or you will become... You have doubts as well, right?
In what?
I hear that your wife was a young woman, and her situation wasn't that serious, but,
Who are you?
Don't be surprised. I've been coming here every Thursday. Today, when your prayer leader was saying your wife's name, I became curious, because my wife's name was Molud as well. So I came and I said a prayer for her. The things that I was saying, I heard right here. Two doctors were talking to each other. One was an old guy, and the other a young lady. My Molud was scared of cockroaches too. Both cockroaches and of death. And you can find both of those things right here.
Was your wife like yourself? I mean, she, like you, didn't believe in God.
I didn't say that I don't believe in God. I said that I have doubts.
Did she have doubts as well?
No. She was a firm believer. She was sure there is a God. There is an afterlife and a judgment day.
You're saying there isn't?
Well, you know, today I found out, you know, in these past couple of hours, that you and me are actually very much alike. Our wives were named Molud. They both died young, which of course they shouldn't have. Because they were innocent, and when they went, they left the two of us devastated and in doubt of God's justice.
But I absolutely have no doubts in the existence of God or in his justice. Tell me, when did your wife die?
5 years ago.
You're still in a lot of pain after 5 years.
Yeah. I won't get any better even if 50 years pass by. Not until I die and go and ask God myself about why he took Molud away from me in the first place.
So you said that you come here on Thursdays. Why is that? You don't believe in stuff like this.
I don't really know. I think it's become a habit. Again, I didn't say that I don't believe. I said that I have my doubts.
Living in such a doubt, and such a serious one, must be really hard for you.
Yeah, I have a difficult life. I hope that you don't have it as hard as I have it every single day. I'll leave you alone with your wife now.
When did you get back?
One second. Just now. Did I wake you?
No, I wasn't asleep. Are you hungry? Do you want anything to eat?
No. I'm not really hungry.
What's that, Dad?
Some clothes and things like that, you know.
Are you looking to go somewhere?
Yeah. Yes.
Where to?
Don't ask me that.
When are you gonna come back?
I really don't know. Not anytime soon. Maybe I'll be back. For her 40th.
But what about your job? The hospital? The patients?
There's a letter in that envelope for Dr. Nahini. I've written that I won't be going back to the hospital at all.
Father, I already have enough sorrow. Please don't make it any worse for me.
I can't deal with it so easily. I need some time away, Perry.
You're being selfish, Dad. What about me? What am I supposed to do? Where should I go now?
I'm really confused, Perry. I'm dumbstruck. All I think about is Malud. I saw her in the cemetery today. I saw her with my own eyes. She was taking care of all the guests. The guests at her own funeral. I don't know, I'm going mad. Like this, I'm no good to myself. And I'm no good for others, my dear. I just need some time to find myself, that's all.
Aunt Nayara found out you stayed at the cemetery. She came looking for you, you know. She came looking for you with Parviz.
Yeah, I saw them.
She was real angry with me. She said I really shouldn't have left you alone there.
But right now, it's what I need the most.
Where are you going, Dad? Daddy, I have the right to know where you're going at least, no?
The country house. But no one can know about it. Not Aunt Nayara, not anyone. If they ask you, just say that you don't know.
Both you and Mom have taught me the important lesson of never to lie to anyone.
Tell them you've promised me not to tell anyone. Do I have to make you swear? Do you promise not to tell anyone? My dear, don't worry. Please don't worry about me. I might be back sooner. Your mom wouldn't be happy about all your tears. Don't cry, my dear, okay?
Taha, dear?
This house is old and ugly. Don't look at these things. It's not gonna stay this way.
No, it really is nice.
Well, what'll we do, huh? We'll take down the kitchen wall so it'll be open over here. And we'll take down this wall too so the living room could come more spacious.
No, I like it like this.
Nah, come on. It's a really old design.
I like it this way just fine. We'll just paint the walls and the doors. That's it.
Okay, we'll do something about it then.
What are we supposed to do with his phone number, ma'am? He doesn't answer it. Please give us the address to his house.
Ma'am, I don't have the permission to give the doctor's address to anyone. I just can't do that.
Then who can give it to me, ma'am? What are we supposed to do? My daughter is dying here in your hospital.
What's the problem, Mr. Gadiani? What's wrong?
Doctor, he wants the address to Dr. Pashuhan's house.
Mr. Gadiani, come on. We can't do such a thing.
Then what are we supposed to do? How long do we have to wait for him to come back?
Look, please, there's no need to wait. Because based on the opinion of the medical commission, we've done everything that we can for your daughter. And there's just no need for surgery.
Dr. Nasrat to the ER.
But I'll have you know that Dr. Pajwan doesn't agree with you.
Well, then if you agree with him and you think that he is right, well, you have no other choice but to wait for him to come back and operate on your daughter. You must be patient.
How long? But what if something happens to our daughter?
Mrs. Gadiani, what shouldn't have happened has happened, I'm afraid. Your daughter does not have any reactions whatsoever. None at all, I'm afraid.
But my daughter is alive, sir. She's still breathing in there.
Well, yes, that's true. But she's only breathing and has a heart rate. Unfortunately, Dr. Pajuhan couldn't save his own wife, and she was in a better condition than your daughter's in right now.
Well, what's that got to do with our daughter? You need to do your job properly, sir.
I'm asking you to please lower your voice, sir, or else I'll be forced to call security.
Mr. Gadiani. Calm down. Listen to me. I was just with Dr. Naini. We got a letter from Dr. Pajwan saying that he won't be back. Anytime soon, as a matter of fact. I mean, for a very long time. So we've decided to operate on her. As soon as tomorrow.
We meaning who exactly?
Meaning Dr. Naini's team.
I want Dr. Pajwan to operate on my daughter.
Sir, Dr. Pajwan is not in a good state of mind right now.
Look, Mr. Gadiani. I'd like you to know that Dr. Naini was Dr. Pajuhan's professor.
We've already talked about this. Dr. Pajuhan was supposed to operate on her.
Mr. Gayani, I really don't understand. Why do you insist on it so
much? Because everyone says that Dr. Pajwan is the best brain surgeon in Iran. That's why we've waited until now for him.
Well, yes. But with what's recently happened to him, if they ask this question again, will the answer still be the same? I mean, well, he's not yet in a position to perform surgeries right now, and, that's what his letter means.
Mr. Gadiani, you're absolutely right. Dr. Pajwan is one of the best brain surgeons around. Dr. Naini himself says it. But right now, we have no other choice. You either have to let us operate on your daughter, or wait for an unknown amount of time for Dr. Pajwan to come back.
Please, just give me his home address already, and I will convince him to come back, okay?
We can't give you his address.
Atefe! Atefe! What's wrong, Atefe?
Mrs. Gadiani? Nurse, please! Nurse, please! Are you better now? I will go and talk to Dr. Pajwan myself.
Please let me come with you. You can't do it alone, I'm sure of it. I beg of you. Please, I'll beg him, I'll fall at his feet and convince him to come. Please let me come with you.
Let me take care of it. I'll convince him. I promise. This will make you feel better. Don't worry, dear. Just pray for her.
Atefe. Rose is going to live. Don't worry, my dear.
But how, darling? How?
Yes?
It's me, Bardia.
Hello, Doctor. Please come in. Have a seat, please.
Sorry for the trouble.
Don't say that.
Are you alone?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your father?
If you're here looking for Dad, he's written a letter. I sent it for Dr. Naini today. He doesn't want to come back to the hospital for now.
Yes, I know. But I have to speak to him. Where is he?
I don't know. I mean, no one does.
Is he okay? Is something wrong?
Yeah, he's okay. I hope he's okay, at least.
Why are you talking like that? You're scaring me.
Let's just say Dad will be gone for a while. He wants to be alone for a little bit.
He shouldn't be alone at a time like this. Why did you let him go?
I wanted to stop him. But I was worried he'd get worse. He's not well at all, Dr. Bardia.
Don't cry, my dear. Everything will be all right.
Please,
بر روز دورستی باشه. پیدا نکردی خیر و شر، هر چه که ناپیداستش بر بی همه پیداست.